Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to a man whose work is never done.
In a job like yours, even when it's finished, there's always one more thing to do.
And his job is to make your job easier.
It's a very difficult job, and the only way to get through it is we all work together as a team. And that means you do everything I say.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
We're back. It's 34 after the hour. Thanks for hanging around with me. It's my pleasure to be part of your day. And if you just tuned in, welcome aboard. Steve Martin is our guest. He's an old friend of ours. Steve is the president of Business Solutions. He's the author of Creative Approaches for Creating a Cost-Effective Organization. He's our good friend, Steve Martin. Welcome back to the show.
Great to be here, Jim. Always a pleasure.
It's good to have you back. Folks, when one of the things that Steve does when he joins us is he helps us with that other key, one of those other big keys to success. And Steve, I mentioned earlier in the hour, one of the top three keys to success in the 21st century is being able to leverage technology. And then I said one of the other top keys to success in any century to being successful is profitability. And that's where Steve fits into our picture and into the puzzle. And he brings us lots of great ways to really focus on small things that when they all add up can either cost us a lot of money or make us a lot of money. Steve, as you've heard me say before, one of my old mentors said that if you watch the pennies, the dollars will take care of themselves.
That's an excellent point, Jim. That's absolutely true. Profits lie in the details.
Exactly. And we've been going down through a list of profit opportunities that you've identified, things that either can make us profit or can cost us profits. And so today we're that's what we're going to talk about. What's today's topic?
We're on number 13 out of 55 items in the appendix in my book, which are elements that can improve or reduce profitability. And that is to eliminate redundant or unnecessary reporting. Now, that comes from a day, particularly before PCs, where people were printing out all of the financial reports and operating reports and just distributing them en masse to just about anybody in their organization. Mm-hmm. And I could walk into offices and find piles of them in corners and on people's desks, and they weren't being read. Today, what you'll find is not necessarily a pile of paper. People are using technology properly. You'll find an email with the reports attached. Mm-hmm. But what you may find on people's computers is a whole bunch of emails that have been perhaps not even opened or certainly not read concerning the key financial measures that make the company go.
Right.
And having too much information is sometimes just as bad as having not enough.
Right. Well, especially when it gets distributed too widely. And another thing, and this is not exactly an operating profit issue, but it is a survival issue. You know, those reports that were laying around the office, you know, we wouldn't think about letting anybody get access to those reports that didn't need them. And you start attaching a bunch of things and sending it by email to people around the office, and especially if you don't have the proper security, and basically you just laid your whole world open to anybody who wanted to hack in.
That's an excellent point, and even more than hacking in, someone can just send an attachment off to a friend or
right.
a competitor, and the next thing you know, your financial information is where you don't want it to be.
Right. Well, and you know, Steve, I think that maybe this is just me being a little paranoid, but I think that kind of hacking on a blue collar way, so to speak, sort of a small business way, I think that's going to be the kind of thing that we might see more of. I don't know if you agree with me or not. Whereas you would think, you know, you and I might think, well, nobody's going to, who would want my stuff? Well, you know what? The more you deal with larger customers, there may be some people who would want to deal with your stuff. And this is a little bit off the topic, but not completely. And that is making sure that you protect your documents, as you say here, your reports, with a firewall. That's a technology point, but making sure that you've got a firewall capability in place.
Well, you're absolutely right, Jim. Even small businesses are pretty competitive these days, or especially small businesses. And your competitors would just love to know what's going on in your company. So they may try.
What if you and I are both you and another company are both bidding on an important bid? And they found somebody who could hack in to find out what your price was going to be, or what one of your details was going to be. Something to think about. 10-20-tell. We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back with our good friend Steve Martin. We're going to talk some more about how to be profitable in the 21st century. Back at 17-tell, I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Steve Martin is our guest. He's our good friend and the author of Creative Approaches for Creating a Cost-Effective Organization. Steve, give us your website, please.
Jim, it's www.profitpro.us.
Profitpro.us, and that's where they can find your book, isn't it?
Absolutely. That and the dozens of pages of valuable information on profit improvement.
Folks, and I encourage you to check it out. And the thing is what we're working off now is basically just a list of some of the things that Steve talks about in his book. So I certainly encourage you to check it out. If you really want to become a real professional at making the most out of the financial aspect of your business, you'll be able to do it a lot better with Steve's book. Steve, let's talk about these reports that you mentioned. And, in small businesses, I actually think that the bigger problem of distributing too many reports is not delivering enough reports. Would you agree with me on that? Not getting enough information out to the people?
I'm not so concerned about volume, Jim, as I am about quality. I think there's absolutely an insufficiency of quality of reporting that's going out. Quite often what I see, particularly in smaller organizations that don't have very many bookkeepers or accountants,
mm-hmm.
is that what you're getting is raw data that's put out. You'll find page after page of orders that have been entered, for example. But what you don't find are the dashboard kinds of indicators which tell you where your company is going or where it's been. I like to see ratios. I like to see key numbers.
Mm-hmm.
If you have people in your organization, I want to know, for example, what your headcount is. Is it changing, going up or down?
Mm-hmm.
What's the overtime rate? Is it going up or down? And what's your turnover in people?
And you talked about headcount and also the size of your payroll. Those numbers can be compared against industry standards, industry examples, the size of your business, can't they? I mean, there are numbers out there that you can find. Robert Morris Associates is one example. Commerce Clearinghouse, I think, maybe another one. I'm not sure, Steve, but there are indexes out there that will tell you if for your, let's say your sales are $2 million a year, if your payroll is $200,000 or whatever it might be, whatever the number is, there are indexes out there to tell you whether you're paying too much, you got too much payroll or not enough payroll for the size of your volume.
Absolutely, you can work against benchmarks, and those are available. The folks who publish Business Plan Pro have access into
absolutely
software, which will give you standards by SIC code.
And not only payroll, but the amount of your inventory, as you mentioned ratios a minute ago, Steve, all the ratios, what they should be.
Absolutely.
It's based on a collection of what's happening out there in the industry. It's not necessarily based on, you know, somebody declaring that this is the number. It's based on other companies, isn't it?
It's a pooling of what the actual numbers are. So you can get a sense for where you are relative to kind of the average. So you can see whether you're above average or below average.
And it's broken down into quartiles.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're in the lower quartile or the upper quartile or in the mid-range.
Yep. And, of course, if you're a company that's concerned about continuous improvement, you'll send your own benchmarks and try to exceed those on a regular basis.
Well, but back to my point, though, Steve, what I'm more concerned about are small business owners having that information in their own company at all.
And I think the vast majority of companies don't have it. They don't realize that if they do some digging and maybe spend a couple $100, they can have that information available to them. Quite often it's available for free if you work through your state development agencies. They have that information and will provide it to you.
And the interesting thing, Steve, is once you start managing with those kinds of numbers, I think people would be amazed at how exciting it can be to be able to compare your performance and track it that way.
Absolutely.
It sounds kind of nerdy. I realize for a lot of people it sounds sophisticated, it sounds nerdy, and it sounds, you know, maybe even too complicated, and maybe even, you know, they might say that, you know, well, I'm not financially that smart. Well, you know, this is not about being financially smart, is it? It's in terms of being able to understand it, I should say.
It's being savvy.
That's right.
That's what it is.
You don't have to be a CPA. You don't have to be an accountant to do any of the stuff we're talking about.
You just have to be savvy. You know, just one specific number, for example, is revenue per headcount or per person or per man hour.
Mm-hmm.
You've got to know whether you're even bringing in enough gross revenue per person to justify the headcount that you
have. It's one way to set budgets for your salespeople, isn't it?
Absolutely. And see where you're going. You may have 10 people on board, but your revenue per person might be so low that there's no way you can justify that number of people. And if you think you need them, then that means you're probably not using the proper technology to be efficient enough.
Well, the thing is, either your salespeople need to sell more or you're operating your business very inefficiently and you need to find out where you're stuck. You're stuck somewhere that's costing you too much money. And that's when you probably need to be talking to some people across the country about best practices in your business. Quick break, 10 till. We'll be right back with Steve Martin. We're going to talk some more about your profit in the 21st century. Back at 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're visiting with our good friend, Steve Martin. Let me remind you, coming up in the show straight ahead, Lisa Johnson is going to join us. We're going to talk about how to market to women, and then Leslie Kossoff is going to join us, and we're going to talk about how to eliminate fear from our management practices, and that's coming up in the next hour. Steve Martin is our guest, as I said, and folks, I encourage you to check out his website. It's profitpro.us. Is that right, Steve?
That's correct, Jim.
And check it out when you get a chance, folks, and go there and learn more about being profitable. And I encourage you to check out Steve's book, too, while you're there. Steve, and by the way, the book, folks, is called Creative Approaches for Creating a Cost-Effective Organization. Steve, one of the things that I think prevents small business owners from being as profitable as they could is, even if they have their own financial information, they're reluctant to give it to their employees. Now, I understand that you know, you don't want everybody to know if the company's doing really well. You don't want everybody to know all the details. But there are ways of carving out reports from your financial information and giving it to your people. I mean, if you're going to hold a department accountable for managing to a certain standard, they got to be able to track that with the information that's coming out of the company, don't they?
Yes, they do, Jim. You have to give people the measures that are important to them to getting their job done. It's you can't send a salesperson out in the field and then not tell him how he's doing, for example.
Right. Well, you know, I remember years ago when I was it was Sears, many years ago, back in the 60s and 70s. And I was a division manager when I was in right out of college, and you know, even though I didn't know the overall profitability of the company and how well the whole store was doing, I knew how much profit my division and other divisions were making on an individual basis. And so, and I could see that in a report, and they held me accountable for how my divisions did.
And that's totally appropriate. Yeah, mm-hmm. You have to give people the information they need.
Well, and, go ahead.
Well, you have to have a sense as well for how your organization is doing. I've talked to people who were scared to death that the company was going to go under because they had so little information. Mm-hmm. And in other cases, I've found people who were resentful because they thought the company was making so much profit that the owner was just rolling in the dough, and they became a little jealous or resentful. And,
that's exactly right.
Weren't as productive as they could be.
Well, and another thing, there's some training that you can have with people. I remember when I was with Xerox. Xerox had some very good training about keeping our mouth shut. You know, about what we didn't need to talk about when we left the job. And you can have those same kind of meetings with your people. Look, I'm sharing this information with you. I want you to be able to manage with this information, but I want you to also understand that I'm holding you responsible for keeping this information confidential.
Absolutely. That's just an excellent point. We can learn a lot from the large companies who've spent decades refining these business practices. And there's no reason a 200-person company can't duplicate what a 200,000-person company is doing.
Well, or even a 5-person company. You know, Steve, another thing, people need to accept the fact that if you give an employee confidential information, proprietary information, you have a right to have them sign an agreement that protects you for a period of time after they leave you.
You absolutely should, yes.
And I've done that. You know what? I've enforced it too.
And that's good.
You know, it's all part of the non-compete, isn't it? The non-compete clause.
Yep, absolutely. And since you're paying people to do their job and to retain that information in a proprietary manner, they have obligations and you have certain rights.
Don't you also think, Steve, that when you tell people you're giving them this information and you expect them to keep it confidential, don't you think that also gives them a little bit of pride in being at that level in the company?
I would hope so. And I think mutual respect is one of the keys to just good basic management skills, management practice.
Absolutely. And this is all part of, folks, this is all part of the profitability structure of your company. A lot of people don't realize, Steve, how many different ways profitability is impacted. And I appreciate you bringing all this out for us today and always. And we'll get you back again in just a little while, and we'll talk about this some more another day.
I'll look forward to that, Jim. It's always a pleasure.
Thanks, Steve. Me too. Steve Martin, ladies and gentlemen, the author of Creative Approaches for Creating a Cost-Effective Organization. Don't forget his website is profitpro.us. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. This program is for you. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.